Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Project Webtoons. Woo! We're in it for another time, boys. Feeling good.
Episode 4.
Yeah. Rolling along just perfectly. Woo-hoo!
I'm not dead yet.
I mean, we always count our blessings every day that we know you're not.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
Exactly. Yeah. Of course, I am your host, the glorious, and this time awake, Master Sleepy. And then to my left here.
It's your boy, Seraph here.
Yay.
And this is Arc Dragoon.
Arc.
Now, you see, when you said to your left, I was looking at Arc.
You were looking at Arc. Oh, I knew it. Yeah. He's like, yeah, you're in this area. He's like, no. You gotta... We're going down the line. just figure I trip y'all up just a little bit there. Next time I'm going to be like in the middle and just see what you do. You're just going to be like, it'll just totally jump.
Just had to hit it with it, dog.
Yeah. Well, speaking of just hitting it with it, there is a lot of hitting this week. Woo. We got a lot of fire. Yeah. We actually got we got our final end to the confrontation in solo leveling, which was definitely good. And I am definitely going to be excited to talk to you two about that, because my one prediction did come through for what was going to happen.
A good chunk of mine came through. I ain't even going to fret on that, dog. You do.
I was like, I see what they did. also, Peerless Dad had a surprising... character appear from nowhere and pull some stuff, which was a little crazy. And my wife is a demon queen and a few other things. Just it was some good stuff going on these last 2 weeks, so I'm ready to get into this. How about y'all?
Pretty excited for it.
That's good. Arc,
you know how I am.
You're
there's no excitement. It's just a state of being.
So you finally awakened? Have you transcended?
I'm not dead yet.
Oh, okay.
His cultivation is
not quite up there. Keep trying.
It's up there. It's like higher than ours, but like
by far. But keep going. Yeah. You'll suddenly get there one of these days. I promise you. but you know, let's jump right into this with some hot stuff. You know what? Because it's so good. It's so good. But let's get in here. How about we start off this week instead of going around? Let's start off with my wife is a demon queen. Woo-hoo-hoo. So we're still rolling around the dungeon a bit. We're still trying to figure out the layout, and we got
small little tidbits there. They found that room, that giant ass room with the giant bed, giant steps, you know, the gigantic bathhouse.
Apparently, giants live in this part of the tower.
I would take a guess.
Maybe. We're not 100% sure on that, but you know, maybe from all the giant, the giant appliances and wares. So, but we got a nice little emotional panel there with YB and our main character, you know. I definitely bloody, yeah, right away. I mean, come on, you knew it was gonna happen.
Fan service,
of course.
Slight fan service.
It's not too much fan service, but it's there, so it's okay. But the end of that though, with the regent's daughter, what'd y'all think of that?
I kind of have a problem that like we didn't know that she was following them the entire time. Like at least give me foreshadowing, because like she popped out of nowhere. I was like, wait,
what?
How? When did this happen?
When did she even get in there? It'd be so nice to have just this tidbit of foreshadowing.
Like, I was like, wait, wasn't she them or
something? When did she
like? Well, wasn't she beat up so badly that she shouldn't be moving right now? Or, like, what's going on here? I need to know.
Well,
like,
I mean, what's his name? KO'd her, but I don't think he actually, like, hurt her. So, you know, she may have not been down out. Plus, we know that it's probably been, you know, a couple of days since she was out. She wasn't anywhere near as bad as what our MC did to the final champion. I mean, nowhere near to that level. That guy is probably down and out for a month or so. With what he went through.
Batman dead, dog.
I mean, he's definitely blind, so the world will have to, he'll have to adjust to that. But yeah, it definitely would have been nice to have just a tiny bit of foreshadowing, just to, because it did seem like she was just written into that part of the story from nowhere. Like, you've been following us this whole time. Like,
how? What happened?
At what point?
Yeah, I didn't need to know who was following them if we were going to do that. It could just, she's been following them in the shadows. We could have just had someone in the shadows the entire time. Like, okay, cool, sure. Mm-hmm. But, like, we didn't. And I was like, sure, I guess.
You okay there, Sleepy?
Yeah, I had to adjust my mic a little bit.
Must be nice.
It's so precious. Like, I paid money. I got monies to do some things, you know. No, but it would have been nice to, like, some little tidbit just to give us a heads up, like, they're being followed, or, you know, some mysterious figure from nowhere. But yeah, she just appears and pretty much tells the MC that, hey, you're gonna do what I need you to do. Now, I don't know if this is either she found maybe some other room and she's gonna take him somewhere and force him to do something, or this is just personal vendetta. You know, she's gonna try and kill YB again, because summary.
I mean, I didn't appreciate the fact that he trapped her with a wall, but I was like, you didn't use your abilities to capture her in any other way? Like, you could draw anything you wanted, and you drew a wall. That's all you did. Like, what are you doing here?
He didn't have, like, a rocket launcher with a net on it, pull a T-Rocket style or something? Like, come on, bro. You could have done so much better than a goddamn wall.
Yeah, that
from
that,
a little bullet, you know?
That last minute planning. He does not have the skills of Batman, unfortunately.
Man, if he could sure as hell draw his utility belt.
I mean, yeah, he totally could, but you gotta have that luck of thinking ahead always. Just, I know what I'm probably gonna need.
He ain't got the billionaire's mindset.
Well, hopefully something that he'll pick up a little bit later, but we'll still see more here. I think we're gonna probably be in the dungeon for probably another, what, 5 chapters or so, because it seems like they're still split up. They have to do.
I'm assuming 20 chapters worth of this.
You're assuming 20 chapters?
Yeah, because I feel like it is a slow crawl right now.
It is, but
slow crawl.
I don't know what they might end up doing. They've already had one talk about them, like, destroying things and it collapsing the whole place. So, you know, I figure at any point they could definitely have something crazy like that happen. But we'll see. We still got more coming on down the ways with that. But moving right along here into our next thing. Let's hit up a legendary Moonlight Sculptor. I wanted to actually speak on this with Seraph, because I know at the last one he thought somebody was going to catch some smoke, and I tried to confirm, like, we're in the real world now. That's usually not what happens too much.
Sorry, I've been reading Demonic Master too much. it was cool how, like, you know, he brought his abilities from the video game into the real world and made that whole sculpture for that lady.
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff. Like, So what happened was the waitress broke the ice sculpture, or the waiter, one of the two guys.
Waitresses.
And then, like, the CEO of, like, that restaurant, of, like, some high-end thing, mm-hmm. was walking
some
in.
Some old
first.
Rich guy was like, you broke the statue of my wife.
How dare you break this glorious piece of work that I can now no longer show my beautiful wife, who I dote and love all over for. How dare you? And then, of course, of course, out of nowhere, Weed's just like, I'm a sculptor. But granted, the way they wrote the panel, it seems like he was screaming it out in anticipation of what was going on, when it was really like, oh, no, he was responding to somebody else, and he just said it so loud that, you know, they took it as, oh, he's volunteering to help out. So, of course, luckily enough, with him being a sculptor in the game, he was able to utilize those skills. And I do love the little blurb they put in there about, like, that one-to-one knowledge of, you know, seeing something visually enough that you can translate it over into you being able to do it physically. So that was actually pretty cool. Even down to, his skills are just exactly as perfect as they are in the game. He's not, like, kind of fumbling with it. They're just 100%. So, yeah.
I mean, that's not how it works in real life.
It's not.
Sure.
It's not, but no, but you can clearly tell they're like exaggerating that a little bit more for him, you know. And granted, he wasn't doing this out of the kindness of, oh, I want to, you know, be able to pull this and show a real emotion for the beauty of this woman and your wife. And it's like, no. My whole thing was about trying to get that come up.
He's trying to get that bread.
He was hoping it would lead to compensation or to a favor. And it didn't quite give him what he wanted, but he still got basically a card so that he could go to someone.
A connection for later.
Yeah. So something that we'll probably hear about in the later future. But the whole chapter was meant to be kind of like a nice little sweet thing, because then we see him go to his grandmother in the hospital at the end, and we get a little history lesson of him and his sister and the hard time they had growing up. So it all ended on a nice, soft, good moment for everybody. Not too crazy, nothing big happening out there, but you know, it's always nice to get a nice slow chapter every so often. I don't know if we're going to continue in the outside world going forward, or if this is just a slow break and then we'll get back into the game here soon or not. Any thoughts on outcomes going forward here? Because it seemed like this was just kind of a one-off. The way it ended, it didn't really set up for anything else.
It's either we set up the premise like people start using their skills in the real world, and then like shenanigans starts happening, or I'm not entirely sure the reasoning of this bit here is the problem.
It definitely is was just kind of a random throw in for itself, but it was fine. It was a nice chapter. I didn't feel bored by the end of it, which is good, you know.
Yeah, him visiting his grandma at the end was really nice to see, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
they gave that little heartwarming piece there, which I really enjoyed about.
Yeah, it's nice to see
not,
that.
It's not bad. It's just I just don't know what they're doing with this for the story. Yeah,
it will remind us all that, you know, he's doing this for his family, and grandma is still there, because we kind of haven't seen her in quite a bit, so you know.
Yeah, it gave us the reassurance that
she's still here. We didn't forget about her.
We didn't forget about grandma.
I'm not a Akira Toriyama here, you know. This isn't launch. My bad.
She was sleeping, never woke up.
Oh.
Got the whole the eternal sleep
the disease eternal sleep from, disease
from Solo Leveling there.
Oh well, you know, hopefully it's nothing that bad, but since we already started shuffling over into it, let's get into Solo Leveling for this time. Hey, there's that face. Woohoo!
Oh my god,
that end fight, we're finally down to it, and just like we thought, the ant warrior did not stand a chance, especially when he gained the final level of his critical ability, which was fun that he's able to just bust that out exactly when he wants to. It's not like he has to build up to it. Just no, crit strike.
critical chain. Immediately brings it out on cue, on point. And I just want to like toss in there about the art on how you can see, even though like you see an ant, but like you can see the fear in his face, like the desperation of how he wants to run away, you know, like just like the small bits of like art is what really gets to me in this chapter here, because like all of it was just like absolutely beautiful. When they had Tusk sitting right behind Jinwoo and the Ant King just staring up at him going, fuck, I gotta run, dude, like all that just looked absolutely beautiful to me. It just
yeah, it was really nice panels of showing off the fight, and then clearly showing the loss of just pure confidence of his abilities and wanting to be able to carry on. Just like, no, I gotta run, I gotta leave. This is no good anymore for me. I thought I was the top, but clearly I'm not.
No, the important part of that chapter was the fact that they used the word monarch again. Like,
this is true.
I was a monarch.
That's what he believed his level to be, but clearly nowhere near exactly what he think it is. Very much outclassed. But
until he faced a real monarch.
Yes, a true monarch. if he hasn't already somehow gotten closer to another level. But that after that whole fight, and he ends it, and we do see him go a few levels, we don't see anything new come out of it, but at that very end, we get back to the group, and he's forgotten slightly that, oh wait, she's still down and he can't heal her. And what does he do?
He searches for Mimbu's.
He tells him, go get Mimbu's body. And I went, what?
I called that one.
And right away, just rise. And I was like, oh damn. And the one thing he does do, which is really weird, because we see him in the middle of the fight with the Ant King right beforehand, we see him arise all the other ants, and the camera guy is freaking out, like, why are the other ants attacking their ants? But the moment he picks up the body, he tells him, turn off the camera.
Yes, because he doesn't want the world to see him bringing alive an actual human being.
But well, it took that long for even everyone else to realize what his real
that's ability what it, yeah, is. And that's like, what it oh. is. No one kind of actually knew what the ability was. They didn't comprehend it. Even with them seeing it over and over again, it didn't really snap into their head. But until he brought a body physically to them and arise, and all of a sudden their dead friend is back, and now they realize exactly what it is, and they're not exactly. It doesn't seem like they were stoked about that. but it may also give pause to any of them if they now look at the new arisen body and then they look at Shield's body and realize that kind of looks like somebody else. didn't we bury someone that kind of looked like him a lot long ago? So yeah, I'm good to say that, you know, what's her name is gonna be okay, but
baby girl. We named her baby girl.
Oh god.
So we named her baby girl.
Oh god. She seems like she's gonna get the heal she need, but now the association is quite aware of the exact ability and nature of his powers.
Well, what's gonna really end up happening is he's not gonna keep him.
You think he's just gonna dispel him?
He's just gonna send him back.
There's no way he's going to.
I mean,
you want to bet, Drew? You want to bet, Ark?
Like, that seems so silly to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to lose my only healer.
I'm going
to
lose the healer I just got.
The Ant King, and the Ant King now has healing abilities.
I mean, he had...
Yeah, but he could have chosen the Ant King there then, but he didn't. He specifically chose, like, this. Do you understand this? It makes no sense.
For him
it's
to
because
do it that way.
He only got like a portion of the Ant King only got a portion of the healing ability.
Well, he seemed to get self-healing only for him. He can't cast it on other things, so
we don't know that yet.
True. But, I mean, why go get the Ant King now and make it a potential chance of him having the ability to heal when I know full well I have a healer right here?
I just don't think he's gonna keep him, because like, he knows that Mimbu is an innocent dude. It looked like he didn't even want to bring him back to life, to be honest.
I mean, it wasn't
on his dick, but it was just it was under the circumstances that he had to bring him back to life.
Well, it was a desperation move, but...
Exactly. Under the circumstances, he had to do it.
But I don't see him throwing away something when it's like, this is a utility that I need. You know? Because, I mean, it gives him pretty much a full set party all to himself, outside of just having a shield, a heavy damage dealer, and a wide range attacker. But now he actually has someone who basically plays the support role in his class, which he did not have before. I don't know if he would be so willing to just throw that away. And granted,
I don't know.
At the same time, they can't really tell if he gets rid of him. He could just be like, all right, return to the shadows. He's gone forever. There's no way that
they
know.
The abyss.
You know, there's no way that they'll know that he actually got rid of him. So,
I just feel like he's gonna return him back to the abyss and let him rest.
We'll see.
Let him be in peace, because like, the only reason why he took Iron was because Iron left him to die.
I mean, still, Iron was a...
I would have stole Iron too if he was going to leave you to die, dog. But
Iron was a dick.
This dude was going to become a teacher. Like, he was going to retire. This dude was going to retire and try and become a teacher. He didn't even want to go to Jeju Island, dog.
I know.
He knew he was going to die. you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to go.
I mean, Iron was a dick, and he more or less took him partially out of punishment, it seems.
There was no reason, like, aside from the circumstances, there would be pretty much no other reason to bring Min Mew back to life other than to heal Chahai.
Yeah.
You know? Well, he could just let him rest in peace and let him go his own way.
We'll see. Know? I mean, I'm sure Tiger Boy is definitely going to have some words of choice if he doesn't, or he's going to probably tell him that he needs to release him because, you know, he doesn't want his friend basically being enthralled.
A mindless soldier.
Granted, he doesn't treat any of his shadows poorly.
I take that back.
He does make a few choice words to, is the orc tusk? No. It's a tusk. Okay, yeah. He does make a few choice words.
Any of these humans, I've got some of you again. Ever again. You are done, you hear me?
So, a few of them do get, you know...
words of motivation, okay?
I guess. I mean, I don't know if I'd consider that too much motivation. But, yeah. I'm happy with the end of it, and I'm excited to see what this next chapter brings, especially if it's going to be more or less not a war of actual strength, but, you know, just morality. If everyone knows it's like, you need to get rid of that. And if he's like, but just in case I need him for somebody else that gets, you know, heavily damaged, since I'm sure that after seeing this, a ton of people are probably going to want to go with me into dungeons going forward. Granted, he can say no, but still, you know, so I don't know. But yeah, that was a good chapter. Ready for the next one.
Fucking sit here. Patiently.
Yeah. Patiently. We can so see that. But moving on into our next one here. Let's keep this energy going with how about some of Descent of the Demonic Master? The trip's over. And we came back home. But before we went back home, some stuff went down.
We got to
see essentially the current Red Master.
He's not the Crimson Master. He's just called like the Red Master or whatever it is. He doesn't carry the same title.
The
Crimson King.
And he's not a demonic cultivator like the main character was.
No.
It very much sounds like he's just like, oh no, we are the cultivators of we're the Chinese faction. That's all it is.
No, it seems that, at least according to the way that they did or explained the hierarchy, there's at least, what, three masters?
Yeah, there's two others aside from
him. There's two others aside from him, but there's three that are considered the kings, and he's one of them. And that seems like they're the kings of the entire association, at least as far as we know, for the martial world. So, yeah. And he seems to know about the red demonic side of this, because he's very much adamant about...
No, he knows about demonic cultivators. He doesn't know what, like, sect it comes from. He's just like, I don't care what it is. I just don't want any more demonic cultivators, period.
Well, yeah, because he believes that they'll bring about the end in some way because of this. So, yeah. The way he quickly displays his abilities on the page are... I don't know the nice ways of putting that. He basically finger fucked a dude in the chest.
Yeah, literally. I literally just poked him and he got knocked back.
I mean, it didn't even look like a very strong poke, just like, no. And I'm like, well, that hospital bill is so pointless now. Oh.
And he took like 9 bullets to the head.
Yeah, he didn't.
All deflected dog.
Didn't need. It didn't even look like he needed to move. So, there's our answer about worrying about bullets. At some level, it does become pointless. yeah. So now that we at least have one of the kings, and they're at least from the China sect. So we have at least one knowledgeable person that's against him. We also learned that his follower in the mountains has other family members out there, And if he calls a certain number, if he says a certain name, they will appear too. So he does have some allies out in the real world as well. So now that he at least knows of the association and that there are two factions, one in Korea and one in China, I don't know where the third one might be. If we're going to go just the third one will maybe be in Japan.
No, I think it's more like every single country has one or something like that. There's different territories.
I don't know. I mean, that's
what it definitely sounds like.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure. It sounds like there's at least one part of a faction in every territory, but I don't know if it's like every territory has three kings to itself.
It's like most of like around China, probably they probably run all that shit around China, like the countries around it, you know.
Maybe. I mean, according to them, or at least one of the comments, he said that these are the people that control the whole world. So, or at least the entire martial world. So they don't go crazy with it. And there's like a huge, massive organization of like multiple thousands of like masters everywhere. There's usually a handful, and then everyone else is some level of subordinate or, you know, someone underneath. But we'll see once we get more into that, since I'm sure he's gonna probably ponder on that and figure out what he wants, what his next move is going to be going forward there. But beyond that, after he gets back home, we get pretty much a nice slow chapter with him kind of meandering around, thinking about what he wants to do. The driving test.
Did anyone else think that something bad happened to his parents?
The fact that he said he came home and his entire family
wasn't home. Yeah.
Nobody was home at all. Like, I think he had a sister too.
Yes, he does have a sister. I hope
nobody was home.
I hope it's not the correction to the time. Well, not group, maybe yeah. that or the correction to the timeline thing, since they were technically supposed to die. Yeah. I don't think it'll be that. It's possible that it might be the martial world.
He stopped them on the day that they were supposed to die.
Exactly.
But like, did the time want to say, "Hey yo, fuck your family, dog"?
Death just waiting in the corner, like, no.
This isn't
how this works. I had a plan in a book, and you changed that. So no,
we gotta carry this along, bro. It's over. You're done.
I don't know. It might be the marshals have already started their moves. He doesn't seem worried. I mean, you would think if that occurred, you know, he'd come home and there'd be some out of place thing that he would notice. But you know,
and that statue he brought back. Quite the interesting piece that he brought back for his buddy there.
I mean,
I just gotta note that real quick for no reason at all because I thought it was really funny.
I mean, a statue of one of the demonic gods. He's not good at giving.
Butt ass naked.
He's not good at thinking of gift. That's just, it's not his forte. What you were saying with the driving test, Seraph, which was quite funny.
He was killing it, but at the same time he would be killing it on the track.
I'm like your skills are there, you're just using them in the wrong space. The road is
as a car enthusiast, I applaud him for his skills. I actually go out and drive like that, like in back roads where there's nobody, like at 1 a.m. or like when I go to the track in Brainerd and do that, but like doing it in the street, that's a little no bueno.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
Well, that's good to know. Well, we'll have to see what the master comes up with. Hopefully, the family's back and nothing has happened, or we'll get carried into the next part of the story arc, since we still have more to worry about going forward and learn more on the martial world.
Big time. I really want to learn about like who the other two kings are, like if they have a specific faction they actually came from, like who knows, one of them could have been from the Blue House and nobody knows.
I'm kind of seeing,
like, I know the red guy wants the the demonic cultivators like out of here, because apparently if they get the true demonic cultivation they can even control death itself. Type shit. But at the same time, it'd be nice to know the rest of the factions they have, like the other cults they have and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the sects and shit like that.
Oh yeah, definitely want to learn more on that one. But speaking of the martial world in Mirim, how about we shuffle over into Peerless Dad? We only got one this time, but it was still good. We're seeing the fruits of his attacking of all the sects starting to actually make some impact into the underworld. we see him taking out the panel actually opens with him taking out one of the sects at the time, and he's learning and trying to gather information about the others. And it then moves to supposedly one of the sects that has an actual Mirim, an actual Mirim fighter, so someone with abilities. And that's where things start to get a little off the cuff here, with them now thinking that they need to go ahead and do something about this because they think they're going to be attacked next. And this, I don't even know what to call it. Okay. What's up?
Who was the old man at the end?
That's what I'm saying. Killing them all. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I didn't know what to call him. I didn't want to call him like a delivery boy or something, but he shows up with a box, and I'm like, who's this? I don't ever remember this person.
And yeah, I've never met this character before. I was like, so why are we introducing this? Who is this? I'm like, wait,
how does he have this head? What did he do? Who got it for him? Who told him to go bring it over there?
I mean,
whose idea is this?
I don't know. I was just like, who, what, and then just duffel in the box. I'm like, what?
Based on the uniform he's wearing, he's got to be from the same the Imperial Dragon, Heavenly Dragon.
You think he's from the Heavenly Dragons
pavilion because of the outfit? It's the same color, the same style. like he's probably part of like the first rate warriors, like the MC.
I mean, even if he's from the first rate warriors, to be able to do what he did to both of those balls. Two, I mean, that seems way more powerful than any of the other first rate warriors. Brother Nao is an exception because we all know his story and what he thinks first rate should mean. But this homeboy clearly is way above their level. Just straight up head in box. Oh my God, that's our brother. We're gonna kill you. And then as soon as they go to pull weapons, straight across the neck. No moves, no nothing. And you just see their hair fall from the back. You're like, oh, they're dead. They straight dead. There's nothing left. And he just puts the box down and walks away. There's only one other person I've known that's collected heads and given them back as a warning.
The old man.
Yeah, and that's the old man
that raises the kid, that helps raises the kids. Yeah, the daughter. But like, that's not clearly not him. Unless somehow he's also like a master disguise here too at some point. But
I mean, how would he know if their
plans at this point?
I mean, we know that they're attacking these other factions, but now could this be a weird power thing of some of the other factions now attacking within their own union internally, internally,
taking advantage
to maybe gain an advantage, of the power structure. It could be that. I know I asked you about this before, Ark, a while back when the super big guy with the messed up hair, who is just like drawing the word like fire with the giant tree brush, and he was like explaining. About the old history and the politics that was going on, and how there was one person who had so much power that he was able to basically like destroy certain things by just going out and politically like moving around things and shifting things.
Yeah, like the one guy who's like trying to get rid of the Mirim world or whatever it is.
Yeah, but in the background. So could this possibly be someone from his group?
It could be a part of that where they've just taken advantage of the fact that the main character is started this, so they're like, well, we'll just clean it up behind him, like basically what they're doing.
I mean,
we won't know until like probably the next five chapters or something, honestly.
True. It makes sense that it could be because we already know that his current captain is very aware of what he's doing, even though he's covered his tracks pretty well and they can't prove it. They all know that it's him, and if now all of a sudden this is happening where there's just straight beheadings in the underworld and bodies, and it's like, well, we know that it was them going out and beating up these equipment. Now there's just corpses, so maybe they'll use him as a scapegoat for it. Maybe it's just a way to that the power bench, and definitely what you said, someone just cleaning up and starting this whole slow destruction of the Mirim world. But I was at least excited to see he had a plan at first, and now it's kind of turning into something else, much worse. So I'm not sure where it's going to go with this. And also, we see him reading and training from the book, and him gaining a few more knowledge.
That's important, where he was like, oh, what's the point of these poses? And he realizes, oh, it uses the muscles I don't normally use.
So, I was actually going to break that up too.
Every time they end off with either them doing some training and it shifts between him and the kids, I'm always like, no, just, I want you to stay here. I want to see what they're doing, because they're always learning something new and messed up that they're going to like, is somehow going to come up later on. And I kind of want to, I want to get a grasp of what's going on there. Especially the little girl. I want to see her do something so bad with all she's learned. That master just right away with the heads. I'm like, what has she learned already?
Can she cut off heads now too and float and shit?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she couldn't. I wouldn't be surprised if she can totally remove her presence and just murder tons of people with nearly any effort. It doesn't seem completely unfazable for me, but yeah, I am I am excited for this one. I was a little disappointed we only got one chapter between the gap there. I don't know if there was kind of a luck of weight, or maybe some of the scans didn't go through as quickly, but still.
No, like we spoke about last time, Piero's dad is one of the ones where it gets only released 3 times a month.
Oh, that's right, that's right. So we're in that middle.
It's in that 1 week period is what it is.
Oh, okay, that's right. I keep forgetting so much stuff to have to go through, so much stuff to read here.
Too many things to read.
Yeah, but hey, you got to catch up on everything as you can. And speaking of catching up there, let's keep going on there. Moving on, we'll go, let's go up to an order for this time. See what we got on this side of the world there with that. Now, I know last time we had spoken on it, but we're still going to keep going for right now. Next time around, we'll probably end up changing up to something new, but I did want to cover at least this one last chapter, since the last one ended with Arlo and Serafina talking about John, and him actually explaining everything he did to John.
Kind of, almost.
Enough that she should have an idea of at least what's occurred up until this point. And
no, because in her head she still like believes that John hid everything from her because he's like a hypocrite, but that's like it should dawn on them, like, there's a reason why someone this powerful was trying to hide himself, not because he was a hypocrite, like, but none of them ever considers that, like, no one thinks about that at all, and that's part of the problem here, where I'm just like, okay, you just have to think, you just have to ask why, that's all you have to ask, and we'd be perfectly fine.
It would be okay if they asked that one simple question.
Yeah,
it's a single word. it's more like we've gotten to the point now where like everyone in the hierarchy realizes like, oh wait, if you don't treat someone bad, maybe they won't dress up as Joker to come kill you too. And it's like, yeah, but it took you guys this long to figure this out. I'm sorry, like. I know you guys are mad that like he destroyed the hierarchy because apparently a blind eye, because ignorance is bliss apparently, but now we've got to the point where you're like, you're full aware that there were troubles before, and your apparent ignorance wasn't enough.
I mean, yeah, it's very much on them trying to get that point across, that if you weren't such an asshole, people wouldn't be resorting to becoming or pretending to be Joker so that they can now take their frustrations out on you. And even when they start talking about it, and it's the oh my god, I cannot remember her name right now.
Remy.
When Remy is when she's talking to the one person, and you know, she's like, why would you do this? And he basically goes, it's the only time that I actually can strike back because I'm so weak. this is literally the only way we can actually be able to just stand up for ourselves. And of course, everyone within, even seeing it from their point of perspective, they never think of it in that way, because they've always been more powerful than everybody else. So they've never been on the bottom of the ladder and had to worry about, you know, going to school and just getting the crap kicked out of you because someone else just happens to be more powerful than you. Yeah, so I'm not sure if, well, I'm pretty positive that it's not going to end even with them going around now and basically in their own, each individual one of the original, the Royals going out and basically just finding any time someone pretends to be Joker and basically beating them up, giving them a talk and taking the mask and trying to coordinate and tell everyone, hey, don't be assholes, stand up for each other, and, you know, kind of will end this little nightmare, but some people are just not gonna agree to that, regardless of, you know, what they say. So, I don't, well, we also now no longer with Arlo is no longer watching Serafina anymore, but they're talking, but now John has tasked Cecile to watch over her. And granted, I don't know what Cecile's purpose truly is in the story at this point, or what her endgame is. Because she seems to want John to take his spot as king, but she, being the only one that, you know, he'll talk to on the regular, she can clearly tell he's not going to do that ever. So I'm not sure if she's just following along and hoping she can manipulate him into becoming the king, or if she's going to try and, you know, start some stuff to potentially, you know, get things going in a different manner.
Mm-hmm. I think she's going to do something really stupid, like tell John that, oh, hey, look, Serafina Arlo and Arlo, and then we're just going to watch teenage drama unfold, apparently, and I'm going to be, like, very mad at this.
can we record it and just get you on a rant?
166 is out.
No.
Is it 166? Yeah, 166 is out. We're talking about 155 right now, and exactly what Art just said there.
Teen drama.
Because I just caught up or read on it.
So teen drama. Teen drama is coming. It's coming, Art. Yeah.
No.
Hanging out together.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll have something else for later. It's all good, you know. but we'll keep trucking along here. Get back to that one, hopefully, when we got some good stuff. Were you gonna say something, Seraph?
No, you guys haven't read 166 yet. So.
No, we haven't. At least I have it. So, yeah, let's move into Insula. So, Ark, how you feeling about these two chapters?
I didn't hate it. It's just the main character is just trying to avoid. She's doing the thing again where she's trying to avoid establishing anything, any sort of like connection with anyone, to be like, all right, I'm just going to try to avoid this so that it doesn't become a problem, but that we all know it's going to become a problem. And that's exactly how it's going to unfold.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, we're at least getting open acknowledgement of the clear plot beats. And she's like, no, you don't need to follow that. We'll just skip that part of the page and move on to the next one.
Oh, you're being hunted down by these like unknown
men in black.
I'm just, no, you don't need to tell us about your mother, please. I feel like this character is like, oh, this person is trying to like be considerate of my feelings or anything like that. Like, I feel like that's where that's going, right?
I mean, it
was like, for her, she was like, no, I just don't want any part of this, please. I don't want to deal with it, like having to deal with more men in black, please.
She was just like, don't tell us anything about this.
Just
we'll go do what we do.
You don't involve us, then I don't have to worry about this part of the story actually becoming important, and I can just move on.
I can continue all my life.
I can probably just make it through this one more day without having to worry about that happening.
That kid is badass, though.
Oh yeah,
he was throwing them hands, dog.
He was. She certainly was.
She was throwing them hands, dog.
Oh,
What is she the heir of?
Well, that's the thing that they keep mentioning. Yet. We don't know.
I know. That's like a question I want to throw out because I was like,
I mean, when they did the whole introduction of dad, and I was like, oh, this is where, you know, we find out dad's in some kind of underhanded thing, or, you know, he's an agent for something. Nope, dad's a movie star. Just a really pretty movie man. Movie star.
He looks like a movie star.
He's very handsome.
He's just good looking. Fuck, I wish I had those good looks.
The family dinner, and how about Yiro Dan, and just leaving her there on stuff like, oh, I know that he'll never leave Yiro Yang here by herself. Okay, I'm gonna go home now then. Wait, what? Why are you doing this to me?
Hold up. Where are you going and why? Come back.
Just leaving her there.
Oh, brother, why?
Everything that she's got planned and thinks that's how that should be, just completely slipping out of her hands and being trapped in that situation.
She was just like, what do I do now?
Well,
and then dad's getting along so well.
Yes. And then deciding after drinking to go out and do more drinking and just leaving the kids.
We're going to go drink some more. Y'all could go walk.
You can go home. Yeah.
It's okay. My dumb ass if I was a dad.
They're very trusting of these kids. All of these teenage kids.
In the open world where these men in black roam.
Yes. Oh, man. But I don't even know how that even keeps occurring with that. And how she keeps handling. I did love the panel of them all running, too. And like, and so law number 5. The MC is good at whatever they do, regardless of what it is. And she's just stuttering behind him.
She's just getting dragged along like a goddamn rag doll flapping in the wind and shit like that.
Oh, man. Poor.
The fourth wall breaking is so good.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So good. The self-awareness is way too good. I love it.
Poor Dan.
Thing about this.
it does what keeps me entertained in the story so much. Just watching her reactions in this, and then just like the you think I'd fall for this such stupid plot, clear plot armor? No, I'm leaving the situation.
It's like the
I don't want any part of this. Leave me alone.
Okay, so since we now know that, you know, other than really gorgeous looking dad, Ruda has some unknown thing that involves his her mother and these weird men in black, like people that are trying to, I don't know, they're just trying to capture her. I don't know if they're trying to actually hurt her, but I know that it's going to continue to be a thing, but I don't know if now with Yiro Yang now seeing it happen, if she's going to be more hyper vigilant about those two hanging out, or if she you know, if she'll like, oh, okay, if at any point you're going out anywhere, I'm now with you just in case Ruda shows up, because I know that that situation's gonna occur again.
The men in black are gonna show up again.
I mean, clearly they showed up at the school. They showed up there if they were going to the subway. It just seems like it's a common occurrence. So it wouldn't at all surprise me for her to be now like super protected of Dan Ai, because you know how she feels about her.
And if she decides to tell the other four Heavenly Kings,
which I'm pretty sure she will,
the protectiveness of them plus her, and we know the four Heavenly Kings can probably throw hands too, since they threw hands with those three dudes.
I'm sure they all can.
We yet to see the guy from the beach again ever since he showed up. Yeah, I was school. Like,
that's going to show up again too, right?
Oh, well, like, of course.
That show up again.
That was clearly supposed to be a plot point that she ran away from, but it's going to appear again. I mean, he's at the school. There's only so often or so long that she can avoid, you know, running into them. So
it's like going to a convention, dog. You see the same stranger 15 times.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, unless you put on a mask, you know, it's not. It's just gonna happen. There's nothing you can do about it. So, It was a good read for both chapters. It was definitely fun just seeing Dan Ai's whole situation continuing to go completely off the rails and completely somewhere else.
When she does not want it to at all. She just wants to live a normal high school life.
Well, as normal as one can be when, you know, you're best friends with the most popular people in pretty much the entire local area. And not so much just...
the whole tri-state area.
I mean, yeah. She even made the B version a best B version friends with all of the pretty people as well. So, you know, she seems to be the collector of them in some way. But
this
yeah,
whole thing is just wilding out to me. It's just too wild.
Oh yeah, it's definitely getting crazy with that. But whew. We made it through everything. That was everything we read for this week, guys. How we feeling?
I'm feeling all right.
That's good.
I'm feeling good. I'm dropping other stuff that's completely trash. So I'll update the list for stuff that I've picked up that's new. That's we may good. Talk about that.
That'd be later. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be good. I know that we got a few comments and a few suggestions and recommendations that I did put in the list. So thanks for our fans out there who gave us those few hits. I'm gonna take a look at them myself. I know I gave all of you the list as well, so you can take a look at them.
Do we want to talk about how Tower of God is getting an anime adaptation?
We can. I did post it on our Facebook page pretty quickly, and I did see quite a few people looked at it, so it's out there now. They're going crazy about it.
On Twitter, everybody's just going ballistics about it, because, like, it's just... this is, like, the first webtoon to become an anime.
Pretty much, and I know of. At least one of the big popular ones.
Usually they're just like short anime trailers for the webtoon.
Yeah, that's what
like
I normally
say. Like they did
say.
With High School, God of High School. Yep. They did with Solo Leveling, and they did with like a couple other ones too. But this one's actually getting an anime adaptation.
Yeah.
Which I find really cool, because like if you guys remember that I brought up about how the webtoons is like slowly coming up in the world from there, and slowly trying to make its way big into the community and stuff like that.
Well, which is good. I definitely have said like some of these do need adaptations in animes, and I know that's going to be a topic that we're hopefully going to definitely speak on at a later date, but at a longer pace about some of them that are just well enough and good enough that they should have full adaptations. They just... there's enough content there that it's like it makes no sense why they shouldn't be. So it's good to see that this is going to be the first one to get it. And I know that while Arc doesn't particularly like a lot of it in some right, but it's still interesting. It's still good.
I don't hate Tower of God.
I didn't say hate.
Frustrating.
Once again, I did not use the word hate. I didn't use the word hate.
It's just boring.
It can be, yes. I mean, it happens, but hey, this is what happens when happens. We can cut all those parts out. You don't have to go into those boring scenes. You can just...
don't got to go through the filler scenes.
Exactly. You know, that's what the magic of editing is. We could probably even cut some of this part right here. Just be like, oh, look, I fixed that entire section where we talked about crazy bullshit. I made it better, you know? But...
yeah. I just also want to bring out that, like, I'm glad that they're bringing up webtoons, because they've always been bringing up, like, a bunch of... manhuas like Dual Dalu, and then they got like the other ones like the White Heavenly Snake and stuff like that. A bunch of the Chinese ones have been getting anime adaptations, but most of them are 3D CG. But some of them are really good, like Soul Land Dual Dalu is really good CG. I actually enjoy it a lot.
That's good.
And seeing how they're doing it with the 2D style for this stuff makes me really happy, because it's just bringing it from the pages onto the screen for you.
Yeah.
You know, which makes it really tight for me.
Yeah, yep. I hope we do get God of High School into its anime. I hope that actually occurs, because that'll look so pretty. Those fight scenes will look so...
they already made it look so pretty.
Yes, they did. I saw the little intro trailer they did. But I want to see the full thing.
4 years ago, and I was like, yo, why is this a real thing?
See, what happened is they saw Square Enix put out a Final Fantasy VII trailer, and then people didn't shut up for 12 years. So they're like, maybe we could do the same thing. You know?
And ever since I saw that trailer, I kept bringing it up to people and like telling them to read God of High School. And they eventually did because of the trailer. And I'm like, I told you.
You got to listen to these recommends. I don't give you bad recommendations when I say it. This is worth it. You know? Oh, but We could definitely close it out there. I know that it's actually recording at a later date in the evening tonight, so I don't want to take everyone's time up, just in case they've got other plans that they want to do there for the remainder of the day. You never know.
It's something.
I like to pretend that, you know, you have a life outside of this. You know, there's always more anime, and there's always more manga and more manhwas to read.
Okay, I lied. I was actually going to play Call of Duty right after this.
I mean, I've got Temtem and Monster Hunter.
Yes, I know you do. And you need to...
I still got to get through the first part of Monster Hunter. Gotcha. I've been playing too much Call of Duty that I haven't had the time to actually play.
You're crazy. Well, you can come and carry me, Ark, because I'll need it, but we'll see. But yeah, let's go ahead and definitely close this one out. But as always, I leave to Seraph to give us our final quotes for this.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys really enjoyed this episode 4 of Project Webtoons, please leave a like down below. And if you really enjoyed our content, please subscribe. And if you guys want to keep up with our content, hit that little bell right over there so you guys can always know right when we upload, as well as share it along with your other Webtoon homies or just people who never read Webtoons and they want like a little summary of what's going on. Just share it out there and let us know what's up. We'll leave the Twitter, Facebook down below, mm-hmm. and Instagram as well if you guys want to follow us on that. We post pretty much just panels on that every so often.
We're trying to get it to a more regular.
We have jobs, okay?
Yeah, we're trying to get it to a more regular thing. But hey, if you got some hot webtoons that you want to post on there, post them on there. We'll definitely like them and accept them because we want the art. We like that. We like to see the community reaction as well as also, you know, the input and feedback. It's always fun.
And it's always awesome when you guys give us these recommendations. So please keep that up. Give us recommendations so we can have more things to read, have things more to talk about in later future. And that's all I really got left to say here.
Well, thanks everyone out there for joining us for another great episode here. I'll go ahead and sign us off here. It's your boy, The Sleepy.
It's your homie, Seraph.
And somewhere deep over on our far left.
Oh, and this is our Dragoon.
There
Zen,
you
good
go.
Night.
Look at that. You did it. Oh, hands and rounds of applause for you. All right. Everyone, take it easy out there.